Everybody's playing the air guitar right now. Right?
It's a cool song.
That's a cool song. And that's what we're talking about, being cool. With Richard Rojo, the sales leader of Train Equipment and Supply, the Southwest District. He's joining us here today. We talked a little bit about the physics and how complicated air conditioning can be. And then he says, no, it's really pretty simple. We're just moving heat. That's all we're doing. We're just moving heat to where we want it. And right now we want it outside of our house. And that's what air conditioning does. So we're here with Richard. We're talking air conditioning. We've got some callers that are lining up here. And I think rather than stay on my agenda, and I still have some other things on my agenda I want to talk about, because I want to talk about how far we've brought equipment. You were talking about the 750 speed compressor. I mean, you're only asking the unit to work as hard as it needs to. You're not asking the Ferrari to take you to downtown. You know, if a smart car will get you down there, you know, take the smart car. If a bicycle will take you there, take the bicycle. But you're only asking the equipment to work as hard as the conditions require it to.
Well said, because here's a question for everyone out there. Which one do you think uses more power when it's at speed number 750 or speed number 25?
Yeah.
Well, which one's going to use more power?
And if at 25 you satisfy your thermostat, why would you not use 3/4 less energy to accomplish it? It's incredible science that has come into this equipment. It really is. And then you can play with it on your smartphone.
Yes, everything's going to smartphones and tablets. If you can't do it on your smartphone or tablet, what's the point? Mm-hmm. So yeah, you're able to do quite a bit. I know we crank ours up a couple degrees, nothing crazy, you know, 2-3 degrees max when we leave the home. We took the family out to dinner last night, and then we were coming home, and my wife gives me this look because it's so hot. Even last night, it was really hot.
Yeah.
And we're getting home, and we're like, oh, as soon as we get into the house, it's going to be a little warm. Not true. I mean, I said, hey, well, get on the app, which is we use the Nexia platform.
Yeah.
So she got on there and cranked it down 3-4 degrees. It wasn't 3-4 degrees cooler when we got in, but it was running, and it felt comfortable.
Let's get to a couple of these calls. People have been very patiently holding with their own air conditioning questions. Let's take Jim from Tempe first. Good morning, Jim. Let me introduce you to Richard Rojo.
Hello, Jim.
How's it going?
Great.
So I have a house. I'm in Tempe. It was built in 62, and I have a big AC unit on the roof. We replaced it 7 years ago because, of course, it went out in the middle of August. But I'm always debated if it's ever cost efficient to take it off the roof and do two smaller units on the ground, if I would ever get savings from that.
So if you're going to do that, you're talking about a major overhaul, because the ductwork is already there and it's going to be easier and less costly. I think you know this. To just swap it out with another package rooftop unit. But I will tell you, we are limited. For example, we can only get to 16 SEER, two-stage, right? That's where I was talking earlier about a compressor that's got one speed and then a four-wheel drive speed, which I like to call. But in our split systems, Rosie was talking earlier about our split systems. With our split systems, which is our ground unit or some kind of furnace or air handler in a closet, attic, or garage, we can get up to 20 SEER. You can get more efficiency, in essence, more comfort out of it, but it is going to cost you a lot more in labor for a contractor to do that.
So the cost would probably never outweigh the savings?
No, and we ended that segment. I'm really glad you brought that up, Jim, because we ended that. I love talking about the return on investment. We're always talking to contractors and educating the customers about return on investment. That's the cherry on top. But really what you should be concerned about when you're trying to upgrade and go to a true comfort variable speed system, you're talking about comfort. How comfortable do you want to be? If you're fine with a 8-seater unit and you don't care, and then you're fine. But I just like to be comfortable here in Arizona.
Well, let's talk about my theory that we have over air conditioned our homes for decades.
Yes.
And what are the proper steps what should a homeowner see when they have a contractor come out giving them an estimate for replacement of equipment? What should that contractor be doing?
I'm gonna go ahead and say it. Customers, all you listeners out there, urge your contractor, ask them to do a heat load calculation, a manual J, whatever you want to call it out there. And all it really is a math problem. It's pretty much contractors taking what type of windows you have, which way they face, what type of roof you have, what size ceiling, how high a ceiling you have, how many people live in the home, all these heat factors, and you plug them in, and then based on, okay, you want it at 78 degrees when it's 108 out, you need a 4-ton.
Mm-hmm.
But to your point, Rosie, in the 50s and 60s, 70s, all we did was just oversize them and throw them up there. They work. They're cooling.
Yeah, yeah.
But we were talking off the air, and I like to equate it to a properly sized and inflated tire. If you want to – you can overinflate the tire, and you can still get to where you want, but it's going to be bumpier. The tire's not going to last as long. Same thing in air conditioning. If you oversize it, it's going to work, but it's not going to last as long. It's going to short cycle. It's not going to run long enough to get that hot air and humidity out of those hot rooms, and it's going to be a problem.
You can only guess how many hours I spend on the phone with homeowners over the summer that call me and say, Rosie, my air conditioner comes on at 1:30 in the afternoon. It doesn't turn off till 5. I said, perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. It's the short cycle. The on and off is what's so expensive about air conditioning.
That's exactly right.
You get that compressor started, particularly when she's a variable speed,
mm-hmm.
and you get her humming at just the right amount that you need to accomplish what you're doing, and she's running extremely efficient. A bigger unit turning off and on, off and on, off and on. And people are so happy to hear their units turn off, and I'm thinking, no, it's counterintuitive. Just the fact that it's running doesn't mean it's costing you money. The stopping and starting is what's costing you money.
Again, think about it in the auto industry. Where do you get your best gas mileage and where are you more comfortable? If the car's on the freeway driving. But if you're stop and go, stop and go, stop and go, that's some hard wear and tear on your car.
It is.
Same thing with air conditioning.
Absolutely. Let's go down to Tucson. Bob wants to talk to us about an air conditioning question he has. Good morning, Bob. Thank you for calling Rosie on the house.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Good.
Down here in Tucson, we don't usually get your Phoenix weather report, and I'll tell you what, that cooled me. It cooled me down right away here in Tucson. Just listening to that, you know, I don't hear that during the day. But I've heard you talking, Rosie, about the super cooling and trying to keep your big appliances off during the peak hours. And what I wanted to ask the guy was, what if you just have a little baby window unit that's running during those peak hours, keeping your house comfortable so that when you come home, it's not like 85 or 90 degrees in there? Would that be efficient?
Okay. I have some definite opinions about window air conditioning units. Bob, you know, a 1-ton window unit is going to cost you about $1,300 at least, I think. A decent one, heat pump. Heating and cooling, they are very, very expensive to run. Very expensive. Richard, why don't you talk to him about mini splits? That's the way I would go.
You took the words right out of my mouth. So, Bob, yeah, Rosie's right. There's something new, and I don't even want to say it's new. It's new to the Americas. But
yeah.
It's mini ductless mini splits have been around forever. They're more common in server rooms. A lot more people are putting them in garages now, in Arizona rooms. But mini splits are the fastest growing industry right now. And right, I've got a buddy that's in air conditioning. He's got a nice air conditioning setup in his home, but he wants his bedroom to be 70 degrees.
Yeah.
But he doesn't need the entire house to be 70 degrees. So what he has done is he put a mini split in there. And now I got to tell you guys, the mini split ductless systems have that same technology that I've been talking about all morning with the 750 stages, that inverter.
Yeah.
Those compressors are variable speed in those ductless systems, so you're going to get the savings out of them, and you're going to be way more comfortable. So it costs you – it's minimal cost to cool that area that you're trying to cool.
It costs me 40% less to cool my garage with a mini split than it did with an evap cooler.
Yep.
The mini split is more efficient and costs 40% less than a evap cooler. And I don't have to climb up on the roof and drain it twice a year and clean it and replace the pads.
And that cooler is not going to work on a day like today where it's
the evap cooler.
Yeah, evap cooler doesn't work well. Swamp coolers, evap coolers aren't going to work well when the humidity is real high.
Yeah. And do I have this right? And I usually don't ask to be corrected on air, but feel free to correct me. The mini splits, because they are so efficient and they're not running through ductwork, those SEER ratings go north of 30, don't they?
We have a 38 SEER ductless mini split. And I guess it's okay to talk about it, but Trane has just announced a joint venture with Mitsubishi. So you're going to start seeing, and we've got them in our barn now, we've got Mitsubishi/Trane branded ductless air conditioners that we just got. They're hot off the press. Now, Mitsubishi owns and dominates that market.
Worldwide.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So in a mini split, you can take your SEER ratings to almost 40. That's four times. That's exponentially more efficient than central units we were installing just 10 years ago.
They've got ceiling cassettes. They've got wall mounts. They've got the technology there. We're just waiting for someone, a contractor, to take that bull by the horns, because some people are even doing their entire house.
Multi-head
in
mini
all the
splits.
Homes. Yeah, because again, you don't like, well, hey, I don't need this room to cool over here, but I want that room to be 65 degrees and it'll do it.
You can pick the temperature you want in every single room.
Yep. It's like having a little air handler in every single room.
Now,
it's
let me ask you this. When you're set up like that, what are you doing for air scrubbing? What are you doing for filtering your air?
That's a great question, and I know they have some type of indoor air quality. I mean, I know for us, we push the Remy Halo. We've got Clean Effects. We've got the Active Tech stuff out there, the UV lights. I mean, there's indoor air quality is a billion-dollar industry, and with all the allergies and the bad stuff out there, you definitely need to do that. But, yeah, they do have products for those as well.
Okay. So, Bob, that's our tip on small units. I wouldn't spend $1,500 for a one-ton window unit that you just plug in. They are extremely inefficient and extremely expensive to run. Contemplate getting a quote for a mini split system, which will be a little bit more expensive to install. But those window units are notorious for being noisy. When the mini split comes on, you cannot even hear it. You don't know that it's on. So that's another great advantage. Whoa. So we're here with Richard Rojo from Trane. He's a sales leader for Trane Residential Equipment Supply, the Southwest District. We've got a full bevy of callers here wanting to talk to you, and we're going to get to them right after this short break. Y'all hang on.